Hey guys, thanks for joining my summer series, episode 2. We're going to get started in just 1 minute. Don't forget to favorite this podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for joining our podcast today. Today I brought on for this summer series, FBC Paul Adams here in Texas with me up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'm going to allow Paul to introduce our guests and what we're talking about. So Paul, take it away.
Thank you, Dan. So I appreciate Dan coordinating this for us. I am the FBC here in Texas and primary here in Dallas. And today we're going to talk about how to get more referrals. So I want to introduce Lindsay Smith. She has the Mansfield, Texas, and the North Richland Hills, Texas, which is in the DFW area. Lindsay, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having
me. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
So, Lindsay, we're going to be talking today about how to get more referrals. So before we do that, Lindsay, you and your father, Tim Smith, have purchased two centers here in Dallas. But tell us, how did you get into the Mathnasium family?
Yeah, I started as an instructor up in the Northeast in Stafford, Virginia. I started and just fell in love in a few weeks on how much impact you can do with this program. Within that community, it's a brand new center, and we were able to just kind of dive in deep into that community and impact a ton of students all at one time. So it was just a great match a while back.
Well, fantastic. And then Lindsay and I, we actually met for the first time down in San Antonio. So tell us about your San Antonio Mathnasium
Center. Yeah, the Mathnasium in San Antonio was an awesome experience. The people there were super, super welcoming. We were able to get that center up and going fairly quickly. And that center is continuing to impact, I think, over 70 students as of today. So it is just going very well down there.
Excellent. And then I met Lindsay and Tim in San Antonio. They wanted to move to the Dallas area. So we introduced them to a center that was for sale, and they are now up here in Dallas, Texas. So let's dive right into the purpose of this podcast today. We're talking about how to get more referrals. And recently we had our DFW regional meeting, and during that one of the topics was how to generate more leads. So share with us about your referrals and what you've been able to do. So walk us, how do you ask for referrals as you're talking to parents? Kind of walk us through that process for us.
Yeah, I think that asking referrals can be a little bit daunting. I think that it's important to capture specific moments. So I know personally for our centers, if a parent is coming to you and saying, you know, my child is getting really good grades now and the homework time, there's no more tears, and they actually like coming to the center, I think that it's very, very important to be present in that moment and just give direct eye contact and truly just come out and say, you know, we want to make sure that we can impact even more lives. You know, please make sure you tell everybody else in your life how much Mathnasium is impacting your son or daughter. I think that just truly getting to them in that moment can really make an impact for you.
Yeah, I think what you said is really key is we all have, our franchisees have parents, they have grandparents, they have maybe older siblings, some areas have nannies that actually bring these students to our centers, and you got to be able to capture that moment when they're talking about little Johnny or little Susie is doing good and they're having confidence. You got to be able to take advantage of that moment and be able to take advantage of it and share the success that that student's having and talk about the confidence that they're doing. So that's really good.
Hey, so one of the things that people do is some people like to offer rewards to the students. Some people, they'll offer the kids cards. They'll offer the parents, you know, money, but what do you do, Lindsay?
Oh, I think it's super, super center dependent. So I think that if you have an area where rewards are going to drive your business, I think it's definitely important to capture that. But I think that in specific areas, just say in Mansfield, if the customer service is there, parents are going to refer without needing necessarily a reward to do so. I'm learning that after a year of being there, there's definitely not a need just in that area. In the North Richland Hills location, I've only been here 6 weeks, but I'm thinking that I might need to go a different route in regards to referrals. I think it's just important to know your area and to know your community, and to not think that it's just a blanket reward system across the board.
Sure.
And Lindsay, let's talk about, obviously, your how to get more referrals. You're talking about some of the strategies that you're doing and taking advantage of those moments that are presented as you're talking to these parents. But how many referrals do you get a month, do you think, on an average for the Mansfield Center?
Yeah, sure. I think that's a little bit tricky. I think it would be probably between 2 to 3 each month. I know that, you know, we get our leads, our customers from so many different areas, and we're learning that, you know, they'll come, they'll search on the internet, they'll ask their friends, but apps such as like even Nextdoor, we have parents I'll see on there, our current customers, that people will be asking about Mathnasium and they'll just comment saying like, great customer service, please like go check them out, or has definitely improved, go check them out. Just getting in different parts of where people get their referrals, I think is super important. So just getting as many options as possible, I think that's where we're getting the most success.
Yeah, like you said, you're taking advantage of those moments with the parents when they're talking about the success that their student is having or their child's having. But absolutely, one of the things that Dan and I both know about Lindsay Smith is you bring a lot of passion to the table. Talking to, working with your center, you bring passion. Talking to your parents, passion. Working with your instructors and recruiting. Talk to us just a little bit about your overall passion about what you're doing and how that correlates into the success of you getting more referrals.
Yeah, I really appreciate the compliment. I think that sometimes I don't even realize how I come across, and I think that parents, they definitely, even during an enrollment process, they'll say to me, you know, you're so passionate about this. I know that my child's going to be served well here. I think that just giving others the opportunity to show how much you want to make a difference and want to make an impact will definitely help serve your business. I think that showing that passion to then your employees and also the students at the center is also really, really key. But if you're passionate about something, people will be able to read into that and they'll want to be a part of it as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I think also a lot of it has to do with, like, you know, there's we were talking about the ways to offer rewards and referrals, but it doesn't matter if you offer 100 or 200 bucks for a referral program if you're not asking for referrals.
Absolutely.
What you do a really good job is taking that first step of just asking, like, hey, who else do you know who'd benefit from my amazing program?
But you were saying first steps, and I agree with you. I think that just it sometimes is so daunting to ask for referrals. And I feel like if you don't think of it as asking for something, if you think of it as just trying to impact more lives, I feel like that mentality is just so, so important. And that can be given to everybody across every franchisee, every center director. If we can just focus on saying, you know, to our employees, hey, we just want to do right by this community. We want to impact more kiddos like the ones that we have here at the center. I just think that that's the gold mine right there.
Absolutely. I think one thing with the referrals too, is I share with people all the time that people come to our centers because they need help with Mathnasium and they need help with math or struggling with their confidence. But one thing we have to get our franchisees to understand, they come to us because of Mathnasium, but they will actually sign up their students because of the experience. They will sign up because Lindsay is so passionate about our marketing and our strategies that those parents, they want to sign up with people who are very passionate about a business and helping their kids. And it's a win-win situation in that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Well, Lindsay, Dan, and I are very appreciative, and our whole Mathnasium family is very appreciative of you coming on and sharing with us about how to get more referrals and how you are using these strategies. So thank you for your time today, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey guys, it's almost that time of year. Convention, July 14th to the 16th, 2019, so get your passports ready. The convention will be held at the Weston Harbor Castle, which is located on the waterfront, where a lot of the rooms and suites feature stunning views of Lake Ontario. We'll be hosting this event in Canada's largest hotel ballroom. It's called the Metropolitan Ballroom. The hotel location is also minutes away from downtown Toronto, with nearby attractions including the Scotiabank Arena, Rogers Centre, and the CN Tower. Visit seetorontonow.com for more info. See you guys there.